We are live on Grey Cup Saturday. It is a special edition of the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker with you live from, it is Fan Fest, downtown Winnipeg, University of Winnipeg on a Saturday ahead of the Grey Cup game tomorrow. The Riders had their final walkthrough. They were hamming it up today.
Really? Oh, they were loose.
Goodness. They had I think he's director of football operations, Jordan Greenlee, and Gordy Gilroy, the head equipment guy.
Yeah.
They were like doing like one-on-one, like covering passing, and Corey May said the highlight of the whole morning was Jordan Greenlee's touchdown over Gordy Gilroy. So they had like staff members battling at walk. Now, he did admit it was a loosey-goosey walkthrough. They're probably going to do a more
official
walkthrough because there's a lot of cameras and a lot of eyes at the stadium right now, so probably don't want to do the full walkthrough in front of so many people, but they were having a blast.
That's a good
sign.
They
kept it loose. Oh, it was hilarious watching them just interact.
Yeah.
And then they walked to center on the logo of the 112th Grey Cup, and Corey broke them down one last time, and off they went. Now it's to meetings, to bed, and kick off tomorrow.
I watched they're sending out the promo clips of the CFL feature that they're doing, and I watched Corey Mace do like a team, you know, meeting where they're about to launch some tape, and that's such a good idea. For the CFL to be doing this is just brilliant. It's up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's only 8-10 minutes long, right? They're short little behind the scenes of Grey Cup 112 that are being posted this week.
But a lot of sports are starting to do that. You're seeing it in hockey, right? You're getting a behind the scenes. You're getting access to players that you wouldn't normally get, and I think it's going to grow the game. It's going to help move, you know, CFL forward. Little things like this.
So we are live here on a Saturday special Green Zone edition from Grey Cup. Of course, throughout the afternoon, we're on till 5 o'clock. You'll hear from the Premier Scott Moe. I walked out for walkthrough. There he was. So I talked to Scott about what this means for the province as the premier, and his predecessor used to do premier's picks.
Yeah.
So I played premier's picks with Scott Moe for the 112th Grey Cup. Standing next to him was Gene Mikowski, former MLA Grey Cup champion. You'll hear that chat as he gets ready. Well, you'll hear from his quarterback.
He's into politics right now, right?
He's out.
He's out.
He lost, but he's still around.
He's still kicking around,
You'll hear Gene Mikowski, then you have Kerry Joseph, the quarterback of that 2007 team from earlier this week. We'll play some highlights from the week, but let's get to the news today. The depth charts are released, and for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, it will be a Joe starting at receiver. There will be no Joe Robustelli available.
Found money's out.
There is no Keyshawn Johnson available. So they will go 4 starting Canadians, and that means they don't have to do that your favorite rule with the designated nationalized American,
where somebody's on the counting snaps on the sideline.
Yeah, none of that's going on.
The CFL's probably happy
For the Saskatchewan Rough
Riders. They save a salary this weekend.
I don't think the Alouettes don't have that either. So whoever your employee's in charge of, he can just sit back and watch. They can sit just back and watch the game. So, but the other move, and it got emotional today. At press, media.
The first thing that I picked up Jamie at the stadium, and he got in, and literally 2 minutes in, he was telling me about this interview, about this conversation.
So Mitch Pickton will play tomorrow.
That's amazing.
Mitch Pickton, Regina product, U of R Ram, longtime Rider, is on the roster. This is important because if they win, the only names that go on the Grey Cup outside of staff and coaches are the players who are on the game day depth chart.
Wow.
So if he wouldn't have been on and they win, his name doesn't go on the trophy. But Mitch Pickton will play. And as I said, it got emotional with him talking about what this means.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting. Obviously, this is a big game. You want to be a part of it. So, yeah, it was an exciting week. I feel like I've been working hard. And, you know, just the way the cards fall every week, you never really know. We have such a deep receiver room, and, you know, we're confident in each and every one of those guys. So to be up this week and in this game, it means a lot. But really just not trying to make it more than it's just another football game, right? We've got to go out there and execute at a very high level, and, you know, that's what we're going to do tomorrow.
Most of you guys have made sacrifices to play to get here. Can you share one that you've made, maybe something you've lost or who you might be thinking of?
You know, we certainly make sacrifices to play this game, but I think about family making sacrifices for us. And, yeah, they're always there. They've been all over the country to come and watch me play football. So, yeah, my parents, my brother, my wife, they're all very special to me, so sorry. Yeah, it's going to be cool. There's going to be a lot of Picton jerseys, a lot of 81 out there in the stands tomorrow, and that's something I'm very excited for, I'm very thankful for.
Mitch, have you taken a chance to just reflect on probably what's been a childhood dream for you to get a chance to get to the Grey Cup and now play in one?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was drafted to this organization, it was a dream to bring a Grey Cup back to Saskatchewan. So to have the opportunity to do that is very special. And, you know, looking back on my journey, this has just been the goal the entire time. And, you know, it's for our teammates who we've worked so hard to give ourselves this opportunity, and now it's time to get out there and finish the job and, you know, bring the cup back to Saskatchewan.
This one's for you, Mitch. I love how much family means to you. When you and Noah, your cousin, were growing up playing in your backyard and then playing for the Regina Rams, how many times did you guys say, oh, like, this one's for a touchdown in the Grey Cup with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? How often did that happen?
Yeah, a lot. A lot. Honestly, growing up, we kind of idolized the Rams. I grew up around the Rams a lot. Noah's dad played for the Rams. We were always at Rams practices. So that was kind of the dream, honestly. We grew up playing a lot of ball, and it was always like we couldn't wait to wear the horns, and that was the big thing. So to have the opportunity to do that and play together was super cool. And then obviously growing up in Saskatchewan, the Riders is the biggest deal, right? So then once I was drafted here, I had the opportunity to you know, to play with this organization. I felt very thankful, and this was something that, you know, we had dreamed about and talked of for a very, very long time.
Have you spoken to Noah at all this week? Is he going to be at the game? And what's it going to mean to have him in the stands if he is?
Yeah, cool. So Noah saw the depth chart this morning. He texted me and said, I'm hitting the Highway 1 tomorrow. So, yeah, Noah's going to be here.
There you go.
I'm not crying. You're crying. I'm not crying. You're crying. I love this story. He's been one of my favorites. And you know
I feel great for the Pictons.
He is so consistent, right? He's that guy.
Claire Hannah, I was sitting next to her, and she looks over at me, and she's like, are we all crying? I was like, whoo!
That's awesome.
Can you imagine what it meant, to see what it means to be on the roster?
Yeah.
After battling all season to be there,
how many times has he started this year?
Not a lot.
Okay,
he's not starting. He's the backup. Corey, like that. But he's there.
He's going to get some reps.
And he said, Corey said, they're going with an extra Canadian. They could have gone an American there, but they went with an extra Canadian because Corey said he can play everywhere. He can play everywhere on special teams. He can play everywhere on offense. If one guy goes down, Mitch can fill in because he's so smart. He said, I don't know what Mitch's future is after football, but he can coach tomorrow if he wanted to. He is that smart. So here we go. Mitch Pictin is on the roster for tomorrow's Grey Cup. Other news. Davis Alexander's hamstring. Are the Riders paying much attention to all the narrative about how much is working to get back? And is he 100%? Here's Mike Rose.
I'm not falling for the hamstring. We're not falling for the hamstring. If he's hurt, all right. But, like, we're treating him like he's 100%, and that's how it's going to be.
You're not falling for the hamstring?
No, we're not falling for the hamstring.
He's fully admitting that, hey, I pulled it. It's got, oh, boy.
I don't care. We do not care. I'm treating it like his hamstring is 100%.
Until, okay.
He's going to have to show us that hamstring isn't working before we treat him like it's not. Yeah, never fall for the okie doke, man.
So Mike Rose saying maybe they're playing that hamstring thing up a little too much.
We thought that immediately. So that was on our radar. We were like, they're being too honest about this. There's something going on. It was fishy.
So I asked Corey Mace. I said, Mike Rose just kind of brought up maybe they're rope-a-doping you on the hamstring. What do you think?
I told the guys, prepare for everybody's best. You know, Davis, whomever. It's the Grey Cup, you know. I think teams are here because they've got a great culmination of camaraderie and they've got a great culmination of competitive nature. So as coaches, it's our job to put forth the best team. So whoever's out there for them, whoever's out there for us, you know, there's going to be multiple people banged up. You know what I mean? Sure, tons that you guys don't even know about. We expect everybody's best. So I would expect him to be doing what he does. You know, it's the defense's job to prevent him from doing that, not his hamstring.
That is Corey Mace. They don't worry about it. Davis Alexander is going to be 100%. That's the attitude they have to have.
Yeah.
Going into this game.
It makes sense.
And another question was asked today of importance. I'd tell you to listen critically to what the answer was. Trevor Harris asked, have you ever envisioned being able to retire after winning a Grey Cup? Like win the Grey Cup and ride off into the sunset.
Yeah.
I know what you're doing here. Yes, I've envisioned myself winning a Grey Cup. I'm not there yet to talk about what's after, but let's just go get it done for these guys and one another tomorrow and we'll talk about it tomorrow after the game.
We'll talk about it tomorrow after the game. What's there to talk about? Now I'm like, now my brain's really going on what happens to the future of the quarterback of the Saskatchewan Roughriders. What do you think of him saying, we'll talk about it tomorrow after the game?
I said it yesterday.
You think if he wins? Yep. If he wins, he's going to hang him up. His parents were at the news conference today, sitting there watching.
Oh, come on.
And I'm like,
you might as well wear a shirt.
This is, now, of course.
He's, if he plays next year, he'll be 40.
Yeah.
This is not, I mean, listen, any professional sport.
Or maybe he doesn't want to make a big deal out of it, and he just wants to say, oh, after tomorrow, he's like, no, I'm not
done
yet. He
wants the focus to be on winning
a
Grey Cup.
Yeah, either way, he doesn't want to say, I want to be back, and then everybody's like, oh, you don't have a contract. You don't have a contract. What do you mean? And he doesn't want to say, this is it, because then it's all about, this is the last one for Trevor. He doesn't want to do any of those things. He wants to concentrate on the Alouettes tomorrow. The 112th Grey Cup. Those are some of the headlines today. It's a live edition, a special Saturday at the Grey Cup edition of the Green Zone. Jamie and Locker with you. A lot more to come right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, this is interesting. Live Saturday edition of the Green Zone. I don't think this has ever happened before. The Montreal Alouettes news conference this afternoon, the walkthrough news conference, has been canceled. Apparently, there was a fire alarm, and everybody was evacuated from Princess Auto Stadium. And the Alouettes media availability is canceled. So they all went home, is apparently the story we are hearing. So usually you get the pre-game press conferences from the coaches and the players.
Yeah.
We did that with the Rough Riders earlier today, of course, with their walkthrough. But the Alouettes, they're out of there as a fire alarm went off and Princess Auto Stadium had to be evacuated today. I'm not sure what the status is at the stadium. They're still not allowing media or the players into the stadium. So That's a new one. I don't think I've ever heard that before for a Grey Cup.
Why am I immediately suspicious?
In what way?
Didn't you ever pull the fire alarm when you were a kid?
No, never. Like when there's an exam that day you didn't study for?
Me neither.
Heading to class.
Ring.
Oops. Guess we can have that test tomorrow. There you have it. The Alouettes canceled their media availability.
They were sick of talking about hamstrings.
I guess so. That must have been it. As we continue here on the Green Zone, a special edition live on this Grey Cup Saturday from Fan Fest. As we continue, coming up next, we're going to talk to a Grey Cup champion, a former MLA, Gene Mikowski, was field side watching the Saskatchewan Roughriders walk through today. We reminisce of him. That picture will last for all eternity in Saskatchewan, of big Gene Mikowski grabbing that Grey Cup first after they won it in 2007. And, of
course, 60.
To his right is the current general manager, Jeremy O'Day. My chat with Gino next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you on a special Saturday Grey Cup edition of the Green Zone. We are live from a Fan Fest downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, as the cheer extravaganza just wrapped up as the crowd streams out of the Health Campus and Research Center at the University of Winnipeg and come over in here into the Fan Fest. Have you given another shot at the field goal locker?
No, I've been keeping an eye. The Fan Fest is unbelievable. They've got a bunch of interactive games.
Yep.
And there's more than there's a ton of stuff to do, but there's thousands of people in here, and the lineups are, you know, there's a bit of a lineup, and we don't have a lot of time in between, you know, the breaks, commercial break. There's not enough time for me to run down.
Excuses.
I know.
If they saw you coming and watched the video of you kicking a field goal, they'd know what was going on, and they'd step back and just want to watch it in person. Just try not to fall next time.
I didn't fall. My kick was awful.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
We've got Libby coming on. Apparently, she's been beaking me about my kick.
Yeah, so Libby Gray, of course, our news reporter, is down here doing great features on the Fan. She'll stop by on who she's been chatting with the last couple of days, getting ready for the 112th Grey Cup. Britton Gray is going to be with us. They're here live or on phone to talk about the Riders' depth chart and all the news. If you didn't hear, there's no Keyshawn Johnson or Joe Robustelli. They are unavailable. But Joe starts. Mitch Picton is the backup. We have to probably
Did you have that on your bingo card?
Mitch Picton playing? When it was Joe, yes.
Okay.
When I saw Joe, I was like, I wonder if Mitch gets on because he can do everything. And Del Duncan Busby had a few drops last week when he had to get in when Joe Robustelli went down. So I think that led to that decision. They are going with an extra Canadian, by the way.
Give us the complete receiver core for the starting lineup for tomorrow.
So you have a Joe starting in place of the injured Keyshawn Johnson and Joe Robustelli. Of course, in the slot are your typical three Canadians, Kian Schaefer-Baker, Tommy Neild, and Sam Emelis. And then, of course, the 1,000-yard man, Dante Myers, is out at wide receiver as well. So they got four starting Canadian receivers, one starting offensive lineman with A.J. Allen, and, of course, Tavon Campbell. There's your seven, so they don't have to do the designated nationalized American flip-flop with Ali Saad as well.
What do you think of Shake and Bake in that slot-back spot? You like that?
I like it better than the gentlemen who were with us earlier. They weren't too thrilled.
Yeah, they were against it.
They just
questioned it.
He had a couple of drops last week, but Kian Schaefer-Baker goes over the middle and makes tough catches. Like, tough catches.
Yeah.
Highlight reel grabs. He is an athlete.
I like him.
All these guys are athletes, but so we'll see how this shakes out. There's your depth chart. The Montreal Alouettes, when you look at theirs, the biggest is two guys who are game-time decisions. Mustafa Johnson, their big defensive tackle, one of the most underrated guys in the Canadian. He's back. He's been out with a shoulder injury the last couple of weeks. He is back, but he's a game-time decision. And Austin Mack, their deep threat receiver, is also a game-time decision, though he said yesterday.
He's going.
I'm playing. There's no
Mack
doubt about
81.
So we will see what comes an hour before kickoff if there's
What's
any
What's their biggest
change.
Threat on receiver? Is it Rambo?
No, it's they got a darn good receiving core. Tyson Philpott, the Canadian,
Philpott.
They're all good. Mack, Philpott, yeah. Snead, Rambo, the secondary of the Riders has their hands full. But as we continue here on the Green Zone, a special Grey Cup Saturday edition, I ran into Gene Mikowski today, unexpectedly. Walk out to walk through, and there is the 2007 Grey Cup champion. So I had a quick chat with Gene Mikowski ahead of the 112th Grey Cup.
Grey Cup champion, 2007, Gene Mikowski. I've never seen a happier guy in my life when you got your mitts on that trophy. I imagine that's not a hard memory to reminisce about, Gene.
It's certainly special, and anytime you play in a Grey Cup, it's special. Anytime you can attend a Grey Cup, it's great. But so happy for these guys out on the field being really close to the game and having that opportunity to have a memory that lasts a lifetime.
What do you think of this team, this offensive line, Gene?
Oh, I think Coach Edwin Harrison has done an outstanding job the last 2 years, and he's a real professional and knows the game, and the group is playing really well together. And that obviously in any football game, in any important game, the line of scrimmage is going to be a major factor. So I'm excited to see how these guys are going to perform tomorrow, and I think they'll do a good job. They did a good job last week, and more of the same, I hope, tomorrow.
How important is that in a game like this, the trenches, defensive line, offensive line?
Oh, absolutely. I think you talk to most coaches and pundits and how important the LOS is. I think it'll be a really good battle. They have a good defensive line, it's fun. It's very difficult to win when the line plays poor. It's a lot easier. It's not a guarantee, of course. A lot of things have to come together, turnovers, etc. But when you win the battle of the line of scrimmage, you stand a very good chance to win.
You played in a few of these. What is walkthrough day and then the night before like ahead of the Grey Cup game?
Boy, it's a bit of a challenge. I guess as you go along in your career, you get, I wouldn't say used to it, but a little more accustomed to it. And I think you have to take a similar approach to what you've done all year. You can't go way out of your way to do things massively different. The butterflies are there, and that's good, because that means what's on the line. Everybody knows that, but you have to sort of temper it. That would be my advice to these guys, so try and bottle it a little bit and let her fly once kickoff starts. But that can be a challenge, but it's a good challenge to have.
What do you remember about that 07 week leading up to the game in Toronto? KJ makes the speech at Ryderville beforehand. I don't even know how much the guys knew about that, but what do you reminisce about kind of Ryderville taking over Toronto back in 07?
Well, yeah, like any time the Riders are in the Grey Cup, it's a lot of fun, and that city is going to have a good turnout, and that was certainly the case back then. And boy, it's a while ago now, but it's just those special feelings, and a long season. You've put in a lot of work, and to be on the precipice of doing something pretty special was always present. And then you see the fans around town and how much they support you. It's something you certainly want to have a good performance in that big game.
Of course, I think the guy right next to you was Jeremy O'Day, wasn't it, when you held up that trophy? You got it first. J.O. was right there. What's it like to see him now leading the Rough Riders to one of these?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. He's worked extremely hard. I was at training camp this year as a guest coach. I got to do that, and I see how hard these coaches and management work, and he's done it for many years, so it's great to see him lead. He's done a great job for many years, and but we're finally here, and hopefully we have one more to go, and really happy for him, obviously, for what he's done, but if he can get another ring, that'd be awesome.
What was going through your head when you grabbed that thing in 07?
Hey, finally, yeah, nice to meet you. It's been a while. I think that whatever year that was, double digit years into the league, and had not had a chance, not obviously hoisted it before. So that was a lot of fun, and really, really satisfying when you're able to do that after a long stretch of not.
Okay, the premier picked about 35-25 win for the Riders. Gene Mikowski, what do you got for a prediction for Sunday's Grey Cup?
Yeah, well, I'm extremely bad at prognostications and stuff.
Why not? You're picking, yeah. So you just have to go with it.
Yeah, exactly. it'll be a good game, a tight game, I think. Montreal's got a good team, but look, the Riders are going to pull it out in the end by 4 points. You want an actual number?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, okay, let's go 27-23.
Right on.
Yeah,
there you go. Gino, enjoy the game.
Yeah, thanks.
That is Gene Mikowski, former MLA and Grey Cup champion here on a Grey Cup.
17 seasons.
Oh, his number should be retired by the Rough Riders.
He put the work in, eh?
Now that I imagine when he was in MLA, they might have, you know, hesitated a bit. But that number 60 should be up there with George and Ronnie and, you know, Dave Ridgeway. He should be a Roger all day.
How many guys get 17 years?
It's on the offensive line.
With one team.
Not very. And he broke Roger's record for games played as a Saskatchewan Rough Rider, a Saskatchewan guy. Yeah. Number 60 should be up there. They hesitate. I don't think they ever really give it out anymore. It's kind of been unwritten retirement, but someday Gino and that number 60 will be up there with the greats of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. As we continue here on the Green Zone, we are live from Fan Fest in Winnipeg as the Riders get set for the Montreal Alouettes tomorrow. The Green Zone pregame show will be on the air at 3 o'clock, and of course special coverage after the game as well with the Green Zone post-game show. And it might be a late night on the post-game show if the Riders win, and it might be a late night for a lot of people back home in Saskatchewan and here in Winnipeg celebrating a fifth Grey Cup championship if they can get it done. Although the Riders don't like when I say if. When, they always say, correct me, when we win, right, sorry. Yes. But if they win, it's going to be a wild night. And a lot more to come here on the Green Zone, a special Saturday edition. You'll hear some of the highlights, including our one-on-one conversation with the head coach and quarterback of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Also, as you heard, I also talked to Premier Scott Moe today, live at Walkthrough. And you'll hear what Scott Moe is thinking as the premier of the province, and play a little Premier's Picks with Scott a little later on today. I'm Jamie, he's Locker. This is a special live edition of the Green Zone on Grey Cup Saturday on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Jamie Locker with you live on Grey Cup Saturday with the Green Zone here at Fan Fest as the cheerleader extravaganza just let out. So thousands of fans walking by. Our Libby Gray, news reporter, is going to stop in, bring us up to date on what she's finding out about an excited Rider Nation with the team in the Grey Cup for the first time since 2013. But we're getting predictions today. If you want to send us yours, 1-877-332-8255. Yesterday on the Green Zone, this is how our football analyst Dave Naylor broke it down.
I think I'm leaning Montreal, but I tell you where I think the Riders win this game. it's at the defensive line. And they have a great defensive line. I mean, all year, they have beat up offensive lines. They have pressured quarterbacks. They have affected the pocket. If they could do that, you know, to a degree that really upsets Davis Alexander and forces him to move around, I think the Riders win.
So, but on TSN on Sunday, that Alouettes logo is going to be underneath Naylor for your pick?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But I'm.
You got to give us a score.
Give us a score. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'm going to say. Now, these are, the thing is, these are the two best defenses in the league.
Absolutely.
These aren't the two best offenses in the league. They're the two best defenses in the league. I'm going to say Montreal 25-22. I got to pick an odd score. You know, this is the last one with Rouge to go through the end zone. So yeah. You got to pick an odd score for this great cup.
Saskatchewan 20-19 with a Brett Lawther miss. Rouge for the win. Just to honor the
Am I writing that down for you?
No, I'm not.
Honest to goodness. If the football gods are listening, if there was ever a time for a Grey Cup to be won by a missed field goal, and we have all, I think,
they're here. Actually, they're in the fan zone, trying to kicking thing.
I think we've all gone to Grey Cup weeks before. You know, thinking they're back. Like, I hope it doesn't get won. You know, like nobody wants to see that. But if there was ever a time, this is the one, right?
Just for all the fans that don't like the Rouge penalty to go, you want your game to end like that?
The thing always fear just occurred, but good news, it'll never happen again.
It'll never happen
again. You got to tell people at the broadcast, if it does happen, you got to have a shot of stew immediately.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to go to stew.
It's funny, though, like, with the whole rule change thing, kind of like with what happens on the field, effect, like we talked about the Trey Vavil, you know, right after the announcement. Boom, boom, you have these missed field goal returns. Well, right before the announcement, you had Ryan Dinwiddie getting into it with the other team on the same side. So I'm sure Stewart was home. I like that.
Yeah, there we go. That is Dave Naylor. His prediction, he's going with the Owls. Boo, Dave.
Yeah, boo, that's Dave. The only, because I don't have your score. What is yours?
I haven't figured it out yet.
You have it. Okay.
It's going to be a two-point win. That's all I'm saying.
All right. I got 28.
A low-scoring two-point win. I thought it was going to be 20-18, like 20-18, but now I'm like thinking more 24-22. I haven't quite settled on that one yet.
I got 28-14 for the Riders. Britton, I haven't got his score yet. Darren from Ross Percy, he was here yesterday. He's got Riders 20, Alouettes 13. Naylor, Riders 22, Alouettes 25. Gene Mikowski, Riders 27, Alouettes 23. What was Scott Moe's prediction?
35-25.
35-25. Okay. I'm keeping track of all these.
As we continue here in the Green Zone, send us yours.
Yeah.
Prediction. 1-877-332-8255. Also, you can check out Locker on the Loose. He went around Ryderville and the team parties to get score predictions from the fans last night with Locker on the Loose. You can see that at Green Zone SK on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, or Jamie and I, the Sports Guy Facebook page as well, with Locker on the Loose. And I make a brief appearance, apparently.
This is a bit of a gong show last night.
What did you think when you saw on the phone my image? Because I was hoping you wouldn't see it until like later.
Well,
I went, what is this?
I was looking for a piece to put on the front end, and Darren from Ross Percy was supposed to send me that thing that spins around.
You stand the 360 photo.
Yeah, he was supposed to send me that, and I think he got drunk and forgot last night. So when I was putting the video together, I was going through my photos, and I could just see your ugly mug there, and I'm like, what's that? And then
you put it on the front of the video.
Yeah, so I had something for the front of the video. So I appreciated the fact that you took my phone and threw a video up there without my knowledge.
There you go. Locker on the Loose. Find it on our social. Meanwhile, here on the Green Zone, some of the news and notes from Walkthrough. The Alouettes, they're going to hold virtual news conferences with the coach and quarterback, Davis Alexander, after a sprinkler issue had Princess Auto Stadium evacuated this afternoon. Meanwhile, the Riders, Joe Ajoa will start. Mitch Picton is on the roster. He will
what
be
a great
the backup.
Story. We're going to run that audio again for Mitch.
Yeah, he just got emotional on what it means and why it means so much. He's got family in, and they thought they'd just watch him be on the sideline, but no.
Yeah.
They now get to watch their boy from
Regina now seen
on the field.
Jamie cry twice. This morning when he was talking about Mitch Picton's.
And then when we played the audio.
No. When you got a tweet from Dr. Pepper.
Oh, yeah. That was quite an emotional moment for me this week. Probably top 10 moment of my life. That Dr. Pepper recognized my appreciation for their beverage. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. And the other story is the referees. Andre Preux will be the head umpire tomorrow. Before
Does that
you concern
panic
you?
Before,
no. The Riders have a winning record when Andre Preux is on there. Someone pointed out if Tom Valesi was the ref, the Riders might as well just pack up and go home right now. But it'll be Andre Preux who will be making the calls tomorrow. Jamie and Locker with you here on the Green Zone. Coming up next, you'll hear my one-on-one conversation with Trevor Harris, the quarterback of the Riders, on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.